Be vigilant. St. Helena, California, April 2nd, 1906. To the Watchman. I have a positive message from the Lord to those who are standing as watchmen in the Lord's cause. There must be an earnest contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. If you weaken your presentation of evidence in regard to the dangers of the present time, you will lose an advantage that should be maintained. Hold fast to the one who has given you power to become the children of God. Let your life be hid with Christ in God. Satan is not dead. He is not indifferent or careless. He is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, striving to lead men and women to deny the faith and enter the path where he leads the way. Many who profess godliness are asleep. They do not discern between righteousness and unrighteousness. Some have cherished unconsecrated traits of character till they are spiritually blind. Oh, that every one would believe and live the truth as it is in Jesus. Learn of me, said the greatest teacher the world has ever known, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. The lesson that every soul needs to learn is to copy the perfect pattern. The lessons of the King of Peace, when practiced, reveal that Christ's ways are ways of pleasantness, and all his paths are peace. Many who suppose that they are fitted to give counsel and instruction to others need first to learn from the great teacher what is truth. Many who think that they are wise enough to teach others are building upon a sandy foundation. Such need to offer to the Lord Jesus Christ the prayer, Lord, teach me thy way. See Psalm 27, verse 11. Obedience to the truth will sanctify the soul, making men and women Christ-like in thought, word, and deed. The Lord calls for earnest, wholehearted, sensible men and women whose habits and practices and ideas are brought into conformity to the Word, and who are ever ready to stand in defense of the truth. I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. Now unto him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Romans 16, verse 17 to 27. No change in the message. I have been instructed that the messages given in the past are to be revived, and that it is essential that as brethren and sisters, we be joined together in the bonds of sacred union in the accomplishment of the work before us. The world knows very little of the truths that we believe, and in clear, straight lines the message for this time must be given to all the world. The message comes to me. Wake up the watchman. Let everyone now come into working order. Certain ones are presented before me, with a representation of their words and works and influence. I am not to retract one word of the message I have borne. My message is, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Galatians 6, verse 7. In the near future, all will be judged. Very soon, every hidden thing will be brought to light. Oh, how untiringly the mystery of iniquity has worked! How many souls there are who will be lost as the result of the evil working of human agencies! I am instructed that by pen and voice I must bear a straight, clear testimony, and that I must never call sin righteousness. The Apostle declares, And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1-5. The Lord permits the present condition of things to exist in order that those who have had an experience in proclaiming the truth may now rehearse the past experience of God's servants and bring to the front the testimonies that are more valuable than gold. Be strong in the Lord. We are to do as we are instructed in the following scriptures. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 17. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verse 1 to 11. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Verses 12 to 15. Presenting the evidences received. My brethren, the value of the evidences of truth that we have received during the past half century is above estimate. These evidences are as treasure hidden in a field. Search for them. Study the Bible truths that for 50 years have been calling us out from the world. Present this evidence in clear, plain lines. Those who have been long in the truth and those who have recently received the truth must now dig for the buried heavenly treasure. Let every man work to the point. Study the Word of God. Revive the evidences given in the past. Search the Scriptures, Christ said, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. Those who stand before the people as teachers of truth are to grapple with great themes. They are not to occupy precious time in talking of trivial subjects. Let them study the Word and preach the Word. Let the Word be in their hands as a sharp, two-edged sword. Let it testify to past truths and show what is to be in the future. Christ came from heaven to give to John the great, wonderful truths that are to shape our lives and that by us are to be proclaimed to the world. We are to keep abreast of the times, bearing a clear, intelligent testimony, guided by the unction of the Holy Spirit. A plea for unity. One thing we must not do. We must not draw away from our brethren, ministers, or physicians who have been following the Lord and who have demonstrated that the Lord is with them. To those standing at the head of the work, I would say, come close to your brethren. Do not pick up suppositions and make them facts. We need to use tenderness and true courtesy in our dealings with one another. We are to strive earnestly to win souls and to remove the difficulties that are causing division. The Lord forbid that we should neglect this part of the work. We are not to repel men, but to draw them to Christ. I bear this message to everyone. Come close to the ones who are tempted, and try to remove the impressions made by the enemy. The true work of grace in the heart will unite believers to Christ and to one another. They become partakers of the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. They are one with Christ in God, and as He loves His Son, the Father loves the members of the fallen human race, who are changed from sin to holiness. It is with this wonderful representation that the prayer is recorded in the 17th chapter of John. It is the privilege of men and women to have an enduring union with Christ, a union that opens to them the source of rich and eternal happiness, which outlives all earthly, sinful enjoyment. Those who become one with Christ in God are under the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. Their lives blend with the life of Christ. True believers in Christ, His servants, chosen of God and precious, will speak and act in such a way as to reflect light to the saving of many souls. They will receive power from God to become His children, accepted in the Beloved, acknowledged and rewarded as the purchase of the blood of Christ. They will receive their reward in the great day when everyone is judged by the things written in the book. I am instructed to say that we are to continue to stand on affirmative ground. Strong, decided testimonies in favor of the truth are to be borne, but we are to give no occasion for anyone to charge us with being inconsiderate or unjust. We are to do all we possibly can to win souls to Christ. He went through the shame and agony of the death on the cross to save souls to whom Satan was holding out every inducement to allure them to his side. The Lord's standard-bearers are to carry the work forward with power, yet in Christ-like love for souls. They are to show a decided care for those who are being drawn away. They are to urge them to face about. They are to fight for the souls of those for whom Christ has died. Too often there is shown an inclination to stand apart from those who need to be helped. Let us remember that every soul that is led to return to the first love is a soul gained for Christ. Let us not pass on in indifference, leaving the tempted ones to become the prey of the enemy. We are to watch for souls as they that must give an account. I say to all, press together, press together. Be very critical in regard to yourselves, but exercise all the tenderness of Christ toward your brethren. I entreat the Lord's people to cease to criticize one another and to give themselves to the proclamation of the truth for this time. The Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth, and drunkenness, insanity, revelry, and crime are rapidly increasing. There is before us a terrible crisis. The lives of many will go out in darkness. We need now to bow before God in true humility of soul, for the day of clouds and thick darkness is fast approaching. The last great conflict is before us, but help is to come to all who love God and obey His law, and the earth, the whole earth, is to be lighted with the glory of God. Another angel is to come down from heaven. This angel represents the giving of the loud cry, which is to come from those who are preparing to cry mightily, with a strong voice, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Revelation 18, verse 1, 2. We have a testing message to give, and I am instructed to say to our people, unify, unify. But we are not to unify with those who are departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. With our hearts sweet and kind and true, we are to go forth to proclaim the message, giving no heed to those who lead away from the truth. Let those who shall read these lines wash their robes of character and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. We are to go forth under the Holy Spirit's guidance, studying how to save souls. We are to put our entire trust in the Lord Jesus and pray and talk and work in faith.